już masz?
Привіт.
Приходь до нас. Common Voices.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Common Voices Radio from Radio Korax. Here in the studio, I'm Jay, and I'm happy that we're joined today by fellow people who are interested in doing radio shows with us. And we have lovely guests, as I said, and I will ask them to introduce themselves maybe shortly so we know each other before we dive in deeper. I have here, firstly, my beloved
Lico, if you mind me. Yes, I'm Lico. I'm a radio DJ from Korax and Common Voices. I am from Ukraine and I'm a journalist, and maybe we'll speak about more things later. And you're welcome, Anastasia.
My name is Anastasia. I also do some sort of DJing, Bundesfreiwilligendienst at Common Voices, and also a little bit by Tagesaktuellredaktion. Do a little bit of different things by Korax. Yeah, we have people that we just recently met, and so please introduce yourselves.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I go by name KKVD, aka Kboki Truthmaster, that Igbo boy, where they already stage. I'm from Nigeria, and I'm Afrobeat artist. Thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Chinedu Chamberlain. I'm from Ibeka Centrum. I'm also a DJ, DJ Lane, so I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you so much, everybody, for making it here today. It kept me on my toes because I thought, oh my God, I'm going to end up on my own doing all this show alone. But I'm glad you showed up and saved the day. So today our topic is homesickness with music. And that is something that many people experience, but not everybody experiences it in the same way. So it's quite differently for everyone. For many of us, leaving our home country means starting a new chapter full of opportunities, but also quite a lot of challenges that come to our way. And moving to new places, new countries, often means leaving family, friends, familiar situations and traditions behind, languages, and every moment that once felt ordinary becomes completely new experiences. And those feelings of longing what we once had is the so-called homesickness that we will talk about today. Especially for us immigrants living in Germany, we know that homesickness doesn't always disappear with time. And we just sometimes are reminded of that feeling with the smell, holidays, a phone call from home, or even a very simple melody that can bring back a lot of memories that we made and a lot of emotions that we thought we have left behind. And so where music becomes something truly powerful is when we use it as a tool to overcome that feeling of homesickness. And that's what brought us today to this subject. And I'm just interested to know that what is home for you people? Like, how, because home can mean so many different things. Home can be a feeling, can be a smell, can be a date, can be a person. So very shortly, I just want to know what is home for you. I'm going to start with you, KKV. What is home for you?
Home is a place where you can calm down and rest and think whatever you want to do. For example, when you are outside, you can go and do one or two things, do your work, meet friends and everything. When you are back home, when you are home, it's where you can relax and think and focus on whatever you're going to do. Like, as a musician, when I always think about my music when I'm at home, think about what I have passed through or what I have gone through or what I'm about to do. So that's why I call it home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. How about you, Chamberlain?
Well, thank you very much. For me, home is a very, very sensitive matter because it embodies everything about you. And most times, some of us who leave the place where we were born, where we grew up, in search of greener opportunities, or maybe to achieve some assignment that could be work, or joining family in a new place. So the new place doesn't become home until it supports who you are spiritually, physically, and everything that you do. So for me, the environment can only be home if it supports you. For example, you have access to meeting friends without anybody judging you. You have access to go about your normal businesses before, without people looking at you, reminding you that you're not part of them, you know. And then where you come back and you can relax without maybe neighbors trying to remind you that you don't belong here. So for me, home is that environment that accepts you, that gives you every support that you need to grow, to develop, and progress and achieve your aspirations with all your rights without being infringed on them. That is what I call home. And you can find these places anywhere. Even in your country, if you don't have all this support, it's not home. So if you're outside or in another country where you have an environment that supports you, you're right, and give you chances to grow as a person, that is what I call home. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your answer. It already got me tears almost. What about you, Anastasia? What is home for you?
It's a difficult question. I agree to a great extent to what you, Chamberlain, said. For me, home is a place and people that accept me, where I can relax, where I can be myself, where I don't have to put on a mask, and then people would not think that I am sort of weird or something. And also it's a place that knows who I am, maybe sometimes maybe doesn't accept quite, but they know who I am and they kind of used to me and I'm used to them, even if we find each other strange, weird, sometimes. It's also at the same time a place with people who support you, and a place where you can relax also, of course. It's also like home becomes a home with time. A new place can become a home with time, when you get used to it, probably. I don't know, I kind of feel, I can't say that Halle is, or Germany is my home completely. It's just, maybe I haven't lived here long enough, I don't know. But it's like, maybe I'm still at this stage that I don't want it to be like really home for me, because maybe I still believe that soon I will be back to my home, like to my birthplace, my home country. Although like I go there sometimes, but what about you, Lika?
About me, I would like to ask you, what do you mean your homeland? Like,
homeland, I mean Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah. Birthplace, because this definition is not always clear for, for different peoples. They have their own definition of home. And for just like for me, for example, who moved very much between different countries, between different cultures, not always I wanted to move, but sometimes I had to because of some kind of disasters like war, or
like Russians.
Twice in my life, yes, I moved because of war with Russian.
Disaster like Russians.
Yeah, because of Russians, I moved. And you know, when you change your culture completely, your environment, always this question arises, what to do in the new place, who are you at this place, especially when you have a completely other environment, that very differs from what you used to. For example, I lived in Iran 3 years, and it was a very special experience. But what I wanted to say, you know, what I understood that in every country, you find your home, like maybe for me it was not other choice. For example, I had to find my home, and so I consider that I have many homes, like at the moment, because my motherland, I have two motherlands, Ukraine and Georgia, both are equal for me, so I don't know. I have a home in Germany too. I like, as you said, that the home is where you are supported, and when you are accepted, and when you don't feel yourself some kind of, I don't know, not at home, like some outside person. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was very... We already got too much deep into the home subject.
What is home for you?
Home for me is wherever I get to lay my head down, girl. Like, I'm just happy to have a roof above my head and feel a little bit of security in life. That's where I already feel at home. And it took me quite long enough to feel that also in Germany. How, like, even if it's a very simple meaning to me, it just took me forever to say, yeah, okay, I'm home here. And I thought I can just go on with my hippie kind of lifestyle and call everything home, but it wasn't that way. So my next question would be, before we start to listen to our music, when was the last time you sort of felt like you're homesick, like the homesickness was really felt and you had to find something to cope with it? I'm gonna start with you, Chamberlain.
Thank you very much. Very, very interesting thing for us. Usually, me personally, before I came to Germany, it was more like a travel to my home country, because I realized that I could come here to study without paying anything. So unfortunately, when we came, I have to, you know, understand that it's a different thing in the world where you are being tagged, migrant, black person, you know, and then it connotes the kind of the beliefs, the way the people look at you. So it really changed everything for me, because at that time I realized that there is a different world altogether and everything was new. So you can imagine what it means that you left everything where you grew up maybe for the past 20 years and you come to a new country. Everything has to be new, and a place like Germany, you have to start learning the language, and then you have to start meeting people, and meeting people here is something that doesn't happen often, so you have to be very careful. Sometimes
yes,
you want to talk to somebody and the person can just embarrass you, or maybe you try to explain that I'm in difficulty, it becomes what it calls stalking, and they can call police for you. So in this situation, it becomes miserable. And what we do is, when we go home, we'll start measuring the room size, try to question, why did I come here? Am I less of a human being? What is really actually? So it was really a moment that every migrant begin to understand there is a difference from home. And then this is the time that many of us find ourselves. And in this time, this is where, you know, we reason a lot of things. We try to understand the world, try to understand our place in the world, try to understand the place we are, the people and the culture thing. So, but the good thing about it is that, like, for us, Africans, people with African migrants, so this thing happens every time. So what happens is that we are not motivated to be integrated in the society. So when the new people come, they want to come to us to ask us, how is Haile Zale, for example? Mm-hmm. And the question has always been, and one day we talked about this, we said, no, we have to do something. And that led for us finding a Verein. And through this Verein, Ibeka Integration Centrum in Haile Zale, we're able to connect, you know, with the start and with a lot of Vereins, where we do a lot of things. It was also part of this that we met Choral Radio, and then here we are today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really opened up a new chapter for us, a way that we can actualize our aspirations, just like a plant that is being planted on an environment. So we are growing, and very soon we'll start being fruitful. And how the people can start seeing us as part of the new Hallenza. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. How about you, KKB? How, when was the last time when you felt truly homesickness?
Actually, it has been a great journey. Things have, my experience here, more especially here in Germany, in Halle, because ever since I came to Deutschland, Halle is the first place I came. Since then, it has been amazing and kind of crazy anyway, because many times I have been attacked by some people, German, that don't like blacks and all that. So
it sounds horrible.
Yeah, yeah,
it is horrible.
Yeah. So after the attack, so I need to mind my way. For example, now there was a time I was going from Banoff side. I saw a lady was driving a bike, and the bike entered the Straßenbahn, the line of the Straßenbahn. So the woman fell down. So I saw that. So I went to help the lady, to help her up. And another person was coming, and the lady was like, "Let me through." The way he pushed me out, like, I felt so bad. Like, did I do anything wrong to help her?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I begin to feel like, oh, but that didn't catch me so bad. I say, well, I will not stop when I see anybody that I can help, you know, because yeah. I have also met some good Germans that are really amazing, that can really, they are really accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a crazy time this time, but this time around I've met so many good ones, you know, that can really make me feel at home. I know I like, for example, being in the IBK and meeting a lot of people, so many foreigners and also Germans are joining, and it really gave me joy, and things are really changing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'm glad to hear that things should be changing. We need a big change, generally, especially like in Halle as a city.
Yeah.
What about you, Anastasia? You ever feel homesick?
Of course I do. I mean, I am. I'm one of those I'm one of those lucky immigrants that live not that far from home. But it's too dangerous to live at home. I can travel there, but it's still like risk. So yeah, so I travel home like twice a year on average. It's mostly enough to kind of like not to feel too homesick. But I remember the first 3 months. Maybe like after 3 months, I started really feeling homesick. And it was really strong feeling because, you know, like I fled the war, and I'd never been so long far from home, never been longer than 3 months away from home, 3.5 maybe. Like, it was very new experience for me, even though I was in Germany before, like a tourist traveling. It still has not, I've never lived before in a foreign country. Like, living and traveling as a tourist is a completely different thing, as you know, probably. It was also homesickness and worry for my home, like how are people I love doing. Also, like the summer before, I went for like a long cycle tour across Ukraine from west to southeast. So like I connected even more with my home country and during the cycle tour, and I was also worried about the places I visited, about the people I got to know. Kind of like speaking now also brings that worry back up, and it's because it's normal in the background, but now it's like makes me remember, oh yeah, it's still there, right? It doesn't go away.
Yeah, I feel like talking about it will bring it to me, because I have this type of ADHD that I don't really miss something. I just feel not being there, and I'm like, it's probably replaced by something else, and it's very weird. But then once I start thinking about it actively and actually start to process the whole thing, I'm like, oh, but there were these moments. There are just seriously like the moments, the type of... sometimes I see people dancing and then that dance move just like takes me back to a wedding that I was in and I was falling asleep at when I was 7 years old on some random chair in a wedding. And I just remembered that dance move and I was like, oh my God, I might be very emotionally affected by this, but I don't really spend time thinking about it actively. So yeah, how about you?
As about me, you know, I really miss my family. I really miss certain people. I can say that I miss some kind of cities or like complete the country. I really miss about, you know, very simple things. For example, yesterday we were talking with my mom about what she cooked for for the lunch, and she thought about some kind of tomatoes, Ukrainian tomatoes. Now we have a time of summer harvest, and we have some private garden, and she grows some kind of vegetables. And you know, no any vegetables can compare with these vegetables. Like, it's a really sweet tomatoes, juicy and absolutely perfect.
I can't buy
here or anywhere in supermarket for any money. I can't buy this. Like, you know, when you take this one tomato and you eat without salt, without any like additions, just like some fruit, and you can't compare this feeling. It's about homesick for me, like just very
taste
simple.
Taste of home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
can totally understand you when you speak about the fruits. Maybe you guys can also agree with us when you speak about the food, like the vegetables and the fruit. They just, here in EU, they taste like grass. It's like they're tasteless. It's like, it's a quest to find, tasty fruits and vegetables. I wanted to introduce my song, actually.
You would like to start with your song? That's great. I mean, in the next an hour and a half right now, we will be listening to our music that we brought in today. And we got lucky because we have musicians with us, literally. So we get to hear their music as well. And we're going to hear the stories behind the songs that we chose. And also get to have... to talk about what exactly is the connection between the song that we brought in here and the homesickness that we feel. And we're going to start with, you said your song.
Yeah.
Which is...
It is called Mist of Vesny, so City of Spring. It's a song about Lviv. I will say that when I say the context and then I will explain what the song is about. What it means to me. So, like, it's a rather new song, like in 2022, and it's like, it makes me so homesick, like, because it's about home and it's a sad song. Yeah, let's just listen to it. Mm-hmm.
Мені сниться, як знову і знову гуляємо з тобою по рідному Львову. Там пахне весною і сонце сідає на березі річки, якої немає.
І дивляться леви на тебе ласкаво і варять бажання і запахом кави. І вільно на розі між пеклом і раєм. У Львові так просто своє не вмирає. Дихає місто весни моє. Місто весни моє. Бентежне століття завоює рани.
Ще до повноліття тут всі ветерани.
наповнене світлом минуле прощає.
Чомусь тут ніколи не хочеться чаю, не хочеться снігу, не хочеться слави. Нехай дістається церквам з хоругвами. Ми просто з тобою вдвох погуляєм на березі річки, якої немає. Ти, хай місто весни моє. Місто весни моє. Забути про зливи, мабуть, для героїв ми надто вразливі. Стіни і леви нам не дозволяють розвіяти попіл, якому ніяк не згасають ті сни, у яких я і знову гуляю з тобою по рідному Львову. Там пахне весною і сонце сідає на березі річки, якої давно вже немає. Дихає місто весни моє.
So this was the song "Місто весни," City of Spring, and it's a song about Lviv, the city, like the major city in my region, Lvivska Oblast, where I didn't grow up, but I lived there as a young adult for 11 years. It's still a home to me, even though I moved back to my hometown because Lviv grew too big for me. But I still feel connected to it, and. So the song is about, it's about
spring.
Spring, yeah, it's about,
actually, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's about the city during the war. It's a very sad song, like before we reach the full age, before the full age, everybody is a veteran here already, and then they talk about the river that doesn't exist anymore because we have an underground river that has been hidden for like a few centuries ago. So they talk about the lions that is a city symbol. They sing about the lions, and it's also very melancholic. And then I remember walking down the streets of the city center and the district where I lived also, which is a bit far from the city center. And then it makes me think of Ukraine and of the people who stayed. And even though, like, it causes you kind of like cognitive dissonance, especially for the people who visit Ukraine for the first time or haven't been there for a long time during the war. I mean, it's like at the first sight, people living their normal life, but then you hear the sirens howling, the air raid alarm, then you see like exhibitions of the Russian ammunition, destroyed Russian weapons, or like the cars, or the Ukrainian cars. So yeah, this is about it.
So I have a question that I'm going to probably ask each and every single one of you, and that is, when do you listen to this song?
When do I listen to the song? Yeah, I mean, sometimes when I want to dance and I feel like dancing to a sadder music, kind of, not that energetic music. It used to be in my favorites, so like I just play favorites random on shuffle. So I don't have like these special moments normally.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for also starting the music marathon. I'm gonna go away and I'm looking at Chamberlain. And we're gonna play a song that you put in the playlist.
Okay.
Would you like to say some words about it first?
All right, I would love to do that. So the song is from one of my favorite artists, Mercy Chinwo. And the funny thing is the song addresses my name. Chinedum, that's my native name. So when I feel far away from home, this song reminds me that I'm never truly lonely. So Chinedum means God leads me, and it gives me hope during difficult moments. As someone living away from Nigeria, there are times when I miss my family, my culture, and my familiarity with home. Listening to this song reminds me that even when I can't be with the people I love, God is still guiding my journey. So homesick isn't just about missing a place. It's also about missing the people and those who belong to your family and those who matter to you. So this song helps me to find peace and strength when those feelings become overwhelming. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you have any certain memories that the song brings to you?
Well, it brings about a lot of memories because it's a song about saying that anywhere God leads me, I will go. So most times our destination to a new place are very uncertain. So we don't know the people we're going to meet there. We don't know how things are going to be. So sometimes when I'm traveling or when I'm going to a place, maybe an assignment, because lately I happen to work a lot. I have to be in other Greece or Finland or in Switzerland. So most times when I'm traveling, when I play these songs, it's kind of, you know, helps me to remind me that God leads me. So I find strength and peace when I listen to it, and I'm fortified to, you know, embrace whatever that comes.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so much. I'm gonna play the song to see what we're on.
All right, thank you.
Glory, glory. difference, just they embarrass me, oh. I like to yo. I like the way you lead me, yo. Promotion everywhere, contracts everywhere, plenty money everywhere, got you the lead.
God, thank you so much for this song. So for the people outside, we just all stood up and we were just so thank vibing you. To it in a
we
very
just
yeah. holy spiritual
and
level.
Just
yeah, yeah, yeah. And it got to us, honestly. Like, but I wanted to ask you, are there any kind of certain emotions that, like, what are the emotions that the song brings to you?
Okay, thank you very much. One of the emotions that the song brings to me is that spiritual atmosphere where it connects you to God. You know, like where I'm from, we have this reverence to God. It happens in the names that we bear. We have Chi, Chi Edum, like God leads me. So it means for me a connection to God at this time that I shouldn't be afraid that God is leading me. So that spiritual connection gives me that protection and confidence that no matter what comes, God is aware of this journey. So it keeps me and reminds me that I shouldn't worry, mm-hmm. you know, especially during those lonely times.
Yeah. You know. Thank you. I'm so excited for what's next, what you bring us next. I'm going to go back to KKV. KKV is in the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Dance. And what have you brought in today?
Okay, the song we're about to play now is titled Tomorrow, and it's my song, one of the songs that in my new album titled Hope 2026, you know. The song is talking about helping, you know, giving a helping hand, you know, like some people when they have gone to a certain stage where they have seen the light, some doesn't want to help their brothers, their friends, to achieve their aims, you know. So the song is talking about nobody knows tomorrow, that help your brother, help your sister, help whosoever come around you. And you don't must say, oh, I have not made it because of that, I cannot help. So the little one you have, the little one you can give, you can help. So he's not talking about help, helping others. So because you don't know what tomorrow can bring. Because tomorrow is something that my people say, HEDME, is pregnant. You don't know what is going to born, you know. So you don't know what the tomorrow will deliver. So whenever you find yourself in anywhere, in any condition that you have to help somebody, always give that helping hand. Because when you are going, you don't know who you're going to meet on your way going, even on your way coming back. So that's what the song is all about. Mm-hmm. So feel it's by KKV, you know, myself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
It's what it is. Show your body love where you see say you never said. When your body you know to get, oh my body never jam. Normally it is in body market you never said. And life can be like hell, it is well even as I well. Show you remember me so, this one way you don't blow. You get plenty money, you get plenty though. My body be cool, be cool. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my brother? When I am sober, now I am alone. Can you tell me you love me? Try to check up on me. Show me how to make this money. Friend like brother, home on a friend in this. Somebody say, Tala, Paleredo. No one knows tomorrow. No one knows tomorrow. I can go gaga, blow like waiting you know, no. I know they'll see you go low. No one knows tomorrow. You know be only you one by yourself. Go school, go America. Get the houses and get the biggie bag. But no be you still get yourself. But why you come be say you don't want to help your brother? Bloodline like Titi Aloda. You don't tire me. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my brother? When I am sober, I am alone. Can you tell me you love me? Try to check up on me. Show me how to make this money. Friend like brother, I'm on a friend in this. Somebody say, la la, Redo. No one knows tomorrow. No one knows tomorrow. I can go gaga, bro, like waiting you know, no. But I'm not gonna see you go low. No one knows tomorrow.
Oh my god. Because everybody's laughing because we lost this. We're sweating. This is hot. We're sweating as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was dancing. So worth it. We were dancing. We were hyping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in the house and he's giving us everything we needed.
Yes, yeah, for real, for real.
Oh my god, we needed that. It was like a musical therapy session right now.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Oh my god. We actually played the song like last week in our show after we met and we did the interview.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
already played the song, but we didn't have the same vibes. And you were singing live next to it.
Yeah.
So we got the whole VIP treatment
yeah, yeah,
of it all.
Yes, for real, for real.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Did you wrote the song in Germany while you
yes,
were here?
Yes, yeah, yes, and in Halle Saale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at home, you know, because after the experience I got, so that really that's when you ask about home, you know, I said home is where you can calm down and think and reflect in your life what you have passed through or what is going on in your life at that particular time. So I've come across so many friends who made it in life that they forgot their friends that mm-hmm. way they started together, you know. So that is why I was saying that's why I put that. That when you can I call you my brother, you know, give me a helping hand. Can I rest on your shoulder? So that's why I was just talking indirectly, you know, mm-hmm. because it's a part of my life experience, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's it.
And you did the whole album also in Hallo?
Yes, I did it also in Hallo. I recorded myself. I have my home studio where I record and mix and master and everything.
Oh, wow. That's yeah. lovely. Thank you for bringing it in today. And it's just keeps getting better and better.
Yes.
And
yes.
do we have quite a number of your new album here, right? This is not the only song we're going to play today.
Yeah, I have 10 tracks on the song, mm-hmm. on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 10 tracks.
Oh, that's amazing. That's exciting. We're going to play them all. You guys can go home. But no, okay, let me get back to my girl, Liko.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What have you brought in today?
Yeah, I forgot what I for here. And, you know, my song will be also with vocal for male, because it's the song of my mate, friend. I chose the easiest way to find song because I don't know. I follow my friend and I saw his new song and I brought it here. It's a kind of Ukrainian, I don't know their style, but it's kind of American, Ukrainians, style. I don't know its name, but maybe remember later. The band is called Ontario, and the song is Don't Be Silent, Please Talk to Me. I like this name, and I don't know whom is it about, but Don't Be Silent, Talk to Me, Please.
Білий птах з янгольським крилом на своїх вітрах. Я тебе чекатиму в іншому житті і не забуватиму навіть в забутті. Не мовчи, будь ласочка, говори зі мною. Так небесний з крилами звишнього покою. Розкажи мій анголе, як у серці сяє те, що не кінчається, те, що не минає. Ось ти наше дивишся, а тебе нема. Просто фотографія забутого листа. Болісне зітхання цифрова тінь. І моє кохання тінь зі сновий тінь. Не мовчи, будь ласочка, говори зі мною, не дивись так холодно, як вікно зимою. Я без цього війни на часку дивлю, як усі не віриться, чому мою вдвох. Не мовчи, будь ласочка, говори зі мною, так небесний з крилами з вишнього покою. Розкажи мій анголе, як у серці сяє те, що не кінчається, те, що не минає.
Thank you. ласочка, гори зі мною.
I love how different
wow.
our music types are. It's just so yeah. different. Everybody's just being so... Actually, like, I can see it in our faces. Come on, who am I joking? Liko, thank you for bringing in the song. You also are going to get a question because we're all about equality here. So when did you listen to the song first? And also, if there's any changes in your feelings now that you listen to the song here in Germany, or like, did you started listening to it here, and how does it cope with the whole homesickness thing? What is the connection there?
Yeah, very interesting question, because music for me, it's like very special topic. I very like addicted to music, and I use it every day like some kind of drug. It's not a joke, like, you know, I very often improve my statement, and I like need to listen to music. When I don't need, I have some kind of, as we say, kumar, when we have, yes, abstinence syndrome, but about music, you know. For me, not so important is it Ukrainian music or... Like I see a piece of masterpiece, and I like listen to it, and I find this one is very very impressive and touching, especially for me as rhythm, like lyrics, like voices, everything I liked in it, and especially that is my friend's song, because like it was a pleasure for me. That it's not because he's my friend, but because of this quality of music, like, you know, it connected in one. And first time I was impressed. Now I am impressed one more time. And every time I'm listening in different circumstances, in different places, and like it touching me in different ways.
What is it about?
You know,
but listen. The listeners don't.
Yes, we listened. Yes, in Ukrainian, we understood. But it's about I always see in his lyrics like about some kind of romantic love and intimacy. And he was talking, obviously, I guess, with some woman. Don't be silent. Keep talking.
Please
to
talk
me.
To me.
Please talk to me. I don't know what was the circumstances that he had to write a song, but we can imagine. I'm going to Google or ask him. Maybe there is some story behind this, but it's a thing to think about. Like why? But I think we have this like feeling. And ask to someone always don't be silent, like talk mm-hmm. to us. Yes, we can use it every day in different
You know what?
Situations.
It made me think of a more broader perspective that we as migrants, we would like to be talked to as people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like, please don't be silent. Look at me. Like, I am a human and it's difficult for me to
I
be
want
here.
To talk.
Yeah, I want to talk because I am curious about you and I would love you to be curious about me the same way I am curious about you, about your culture. Mm-hmm. And I want to introduce my culture mm-hmm. to you as well. Please talk to me.
And I think the best language, international language, is music.
Yeah.
We are talking about
The art in general.
Our like feelings here today, very deep level.
Yeah.
Understand that
true.
Like different continents
yeah.
united here. Yeah.
Wow. It's like very, very deep, you know?
Yeah. Jay.
Yes.
What did you bring us here? You didn't want to speak for yourself because you thought it would be weird. So I am here asking you, what do you
thank
have for
you.
Us?
Yeah, thank you for making it not that weird. So, okay, I brought in something. I was thinking about, like, what do I bring in that really... Okay, so I have different types of homesickness, like, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody else. But, like, Iran on itself, like, it's very... It's not that easy to catch me and be like, oh, I miss home country, I miss this. But, like, I come from this insanely friendly city in Iran that is huge.
What is
and
it
it's,
called?
I'm from Ahvaz, and that is in South Iran, and it's very much influenced by coastal Iranians, which them were also influenced, like, the whole music thing. By the Afro-Iranian community that came here many, 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 many years ago and basically built this coastal area of Iran. So my music that I brought in today is a kind of a bandari music, and it's very upbeat, and people in Iran play that in weddings when they want to, like, get everybody off of their seat, and it always works. And about the content, I don't know what to say much, but the music...
Okay,
it
let's
just,
dance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just speaks for itself. Leila Furuhan it is.
So we're going to post the videos of us dancing?
Probably.
Probably.
Come on, boys.